The Kid from Courage by Ron Berman. Chapter 1. A Funny Old Man.
Ladies and gentlemen, the championship match is ready to begin.
16-year-old Jimmy Ellis was joking, of course. He was always kidding around. He glanced at a make-believe crowd before looking at me.
All set, Brian?
Yeah, sure, I called out. I took a deep breath, trying to relax. Come on, Brian. There's no reason to feel any pressure. I wasn't expected to beat the best player at Courage High School. Still, I'd been looking forward to this practice match all week. As a 14-year-old freshman, I wanted to see how I compared to the number one player on the team. Jimmy served, and our practice match was underway. My backhand return landed short, just past the service line. Jimmy quickly moved forward and swung with his big lefty forehand. He hit the ball cross-court for a winner. Jimmy Ellis was a great athlete who played many sports. While I worked on my tennis every single day, he only played during tennis season. He just didn't love the game as much as I did. We had become friends a couple of years earlier, when we practiced together at the local club. Even though I played twice as much as he did, I still couldn't catch up to him. Today was no different. As always, Jimmy's power and skill on the tennis court were too much for me to handle. I tried as hard as I could, but he still won very easily, 6-1, 6-2. On the final point of the match, Jimmy hit his best serve of the entire day. He crushed the ball right down the middle for an ace. We both walked up to the net and shook hands.
You were hitting the ball pretty well out there, Brian. I'm gonna have to watch out for you.
Even though Jimmy joked around a lot, he actually sounded like he meant it.
Thanks, Jimmy. But you were just toying with me out there. Dude, you should really start working hard on your game. If you practiced more, you could be one of the best 16-year-olds in the country.
It was true. Jimmy had so much potential. But tennis had never been a priority for him. Jimmy grinned widely.
That's what Coach Anderson keeps saying.
He reached into his tennis bag and took out a baseball cap. He carefully put it on, covering up his spiked blonde hair. Jimmy's wild, ever-changing hairstyles were famous at Courage High. By comparison, I was neat and clean-cut. My short brown hair and white tennis clothes probably made me look a little nerdy. That didn't bother me. What did bother me, however, was my size. I was almost 15 and only 5'6" tall. Most pro tennis players are much bigger and stronger than that. My dad told me not to worry. He said he'd grown 6 inches right around the time he was my age. He predicted that I would end up being 6 feet tall, just like him. I hoped he was right. Jimmy started to walk off the court. I followed him and then stopped.
Hey, you want to keep playing?
I always wanted more tennis, especially after losing a match. Jimmy seemed to think this was funny.
Nah, dude, I gotta leave. The guys and me are going to the football game. They're picking me up in an hour. Courage High is gonna destroy Lincoln High tonight. You can come with us if you want.
This was a tempting offer. Here it was, only the middle of November, and I had the chance to hang out with Jimmy and his friends. That was pretty cool because older kids at Courage High didn't normally mix with freshmen. Still, I turned him down in favor of some extra practice.
Thanks. It sounds fun, but I need to get a little more tennis in.
I should have guessed, Jimmy laughed. Man, I've never seen anyone play as much tennis as you.
Does it really mean that much to you?
Yep. I picked up my racket and waved it in the motion of my forehand. I don't have your athletic talent, that's for sure, but I'm still going to try to get one of the top spots on the tennis team. I joked. The word around school is that the best player on the team has crazy hair and almost never practices. Jimmy smiled in agreement.
That is so true, Brian. Okay, I'm out. See you at school tomorrow.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for playing.